On the evening of January the 25th, I was sat on my sofa eating chicken madras and 10 poppadoms. I always order 10. We want 10, I say to the man on the takeaway, so he thinks there's more than one of me. What the hell was I doing? Me, a Scot, son of Effie and Johnny, brother of Moira, born and bred in Greenock, eating poppadoms. On Burns night. I'd forgotten, you see. I only remembered when I heard bagpipes coming from the downstairs flat of my neighbours, Doug and Sheila. That night, I had an erotic dream about Nicola Sturgeon. She came out of the shower, wrapped in a towel, a blue towel, a blue tartan towel, and she looked me in the eyes and said...
So, Richard, do you want to see my burns?
It was a pun, wasn't it? You get them in dreams. Was she talking about a poetry book or marks on her body? I'll never know. Why was I dreaming about Nicola Sturgeon? I suppose the United Kingdom. That morning, a script arrived in my doormat. A new drama series about a London criminal gang called simply London. I've lived in London since 1959, nearly 60 years. Does that make me a Londoner? My Scots identity was much on my mind. Did I even have a Scots identity? A week later, I was walking through Soho when a man started shouting at me.
Hey, Jimmy! You off the telly! Yes, you! What are you doing in London, you bastard?
My native land was calling me.
Go back to Scotland, Jimmy!
So I said it out loud. I will go back to Scotland, Jimmy.
Don't you call me Jimmy, Jimmy. You're Jimmy.
And that's how it all began. The forgotten Burns night, the Sturgeon dream, the Glaswegian drunk abuse. This was my destiny. This was the final chapter in my life. It was time to go home. You're listening to Believe It, the radio life story of me, Richard Wilson. My radiography, if you will. I'm not the only Scot who came to London seeking fame and fortune. If I was going to go back home, I wasn't going alone.
Richard, hi.
Capaldi, how are you?
Fine, fine, fine.
What you up to?
I'm making toast, since you ask. Just had a craving.
What are you going to put on your toast?
Butter and jam.
Butter and jam?
Yes.
Do you not think that's excessive?
What?
Do you never eat toast with nothing?
Where's the pleasure in that?
And life's not about pleasure, Peter. I learned that from my mother's milk. I had no cream.
You sound weird, Richard. Are you all right?
I tell you what I'm feeling. I'm feeling Scottish.
Ah, right. Now, I get it. Presbyterian, no pleasure, Scottish.
Exactly. Now, listen, I'm having a drink with David Tennant, Friday week. Can you join us? It's important.
Hold on, I'll check my diary. I could do that.
Excellent. We're meeting at the Stag in Cathcart Street.
That's the 20th. OK, say again?
The Stag, Cathcart Street, 7:30.
Where's Cathcart Street?
It's just north of the station.
What station?
Greenock Central.
I'm not going to Scotland for a drink.
I found you a B&B, 23 quid.
I'm not staying in a B&B that costs 23 quid. What do you think I am?
I understand. I'll look for something cheaper.
Peter!
David, Richard.
Thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure. Oh, sorry, it's not about pleasure, is it?
You look shattered, you think?
I've been driving for 9 hours. 9 hours! How long did it take you?
Oh, I'm filming in Glasgow, so 20 minutes.
Took me 5. I'm staying with my sister. So, what can you get you?
Sorry, did you just say, what can you get you?
We're buying our own. It's a Scots thing.
The bar's a thing with a man behind it.
Isn't that racist? Aren't you saying Scots are mean?
We're not saying it, Peter. We're living it.
And we're not drinking alcohol.
I recommend the watered-down cranberry drink.
Who says we're not drinking alcohol?
I do. My father was an elder in the Presbyterian Church.
And my father was a minister.
Well, my parents had an ice cream business. You can go to hell.
That's right. You can, and you will, if you drink. Isn't that right, Richard?
Well said, laddie. David understood. The next morning, I took them to the street in Greenock, where I grew up.
That was our house. 141.
Is that a warehouse over there or something?
No, that's the prison. The prisoners used to work that field, you see?
Oh, yeah.
We had this game where we dared each other to steal tumshies.
Stealing from prisoners, eh?
Yes, it was exciting. And we were in and out of each other's houses all the time. I could pop into any house in this street and get a cake or a sweetie.
It was a real community, eh?
Absolutely. What do you think, Peter?
About what?
Don't you feel you've come home? Here stairs was like as damn few in their odd deed. Who wrote that?
Was it Kirsty Walk?
Burns, surely.
Correct. God, I love this street. This is where I learned to ride a bike.
Well, listen, I've really enjoyed being in your Hovis commercial, but I have to get home by tomorrow. So if you'll excuse me, I'll hit the A8
and the M74 and then the M6 and the M40. Peter.
Richard.
Do you not understand why I brought you here?
Not really.
A community of Scots friends living in the same street, in and out of each other's houses.
Sorry, are you saying that we should all buy houses in this street?
Neighbouring houses, why not?
Why don't we buy the prison? Then we can have neighbouring cells.
Think about it, Peter. If you lived here, you'd be home by now.
I'm off. Thanks for the drink.
I didn't buy you one.
I know. It was sarcasm. Very Scottish.
See you, Peter. Have a safe and very long journey.
He doesn't understand.
No, he doesn't. But you want to have your second childhood where you had your first.
That's right. The herring man, the baker's cart, the Rego, the hippodrome.
But they're all gone.
They are. Let's live here and complain about that. Effie.
Who's she?
My mother. She was such a funny woman. She could make the weather funny.
Okay, listen. I'm sorry. I'm with Peter. I am not going to buy a house in Dunlop Street, Greenock. You're on your own.
But I thought you were with me. I thought you understood.
Just be more Scottish in London, okay?
Were you just humouring a sentimental old fool?
No. Yeah.
I went back home. David was right. I just had to be more Scottish in London. The next night, I couldn't sleep, so I rang my old pal Arabella Weir, the actress and comedian, and Scott. Oh, yes. Arabella was born in London, but both her parents were Scottish. She'd understand.
Hi, Richard. You okay?
Yes. Sorry to ring so late. Can you get online?
Yes, I'll go to my laptop. What is it? Are you all right?
I'm fine, thank you. Can you find the BBC weather forecast for Greenock?
BBC weather, Greenock. Okay, have you got problems with your Wi-Fi?
No.
Oh, it's coming. Right, here we go. Greenock weather. Tomorrow, is that what you want? Or do you want the long range?
No, tomorrow's good.
Light rain, mostly cloudy.
Can I stop you?
What?
Can you read it in a Scottish accent?
Why?
It will remind me of my mother. She could even make the weather sound funny. But don't make it funny, just read it.
Seriously?
Please.
Okay, fine. right. Light rain, mostly cloudy, with a high of 13 degrees Celsius. Hello? You still there?
That's wonderful. You sound just like her. Carry on.
Evening, cloudy. Wind speeds of up to 10 miles an hour. I'm not exciting you, am I?
How do you mean? What's exciting about wind speeds?
No, it's just... I'm finding this all a bit weird.
Just ring me every night before I go to sleep and read me the weather in Scots. I want to dream of Scotland. Is that weird?
You're not naked, are you?
I had a new bell installed in my flat. The next night, it rang unexpectedly. Capaldi, this is a nice surprise.
Always in and out of each other's houses.
That's right.
Just knock on any door and you get a cake or a sweetie.
You were listening.
Sorry I was in such a filthy mood. Here, I brought you a sweetie.
Is this what I think it is?
It is.
My God, that's so nice of you. A haggis. And it's warm, you cooked it.
I have.
I don't think I've got any neeps, I'm afraid.
Don't worry about that.
To what do I owe this honour?
Okay, well, the thing is, if you're going to be more Scottish, you don't have to be all hair-sharped and Presbyterian. That's no fun for your friends. Do you know what I mean?
Not really.
I mean that there are other ways to be Scottish.
Such as?
You can be Scottish like in Trainspotting.
Do they eat haggis in Trainspotting?
Hey, we're not going to eat it. We're going to snort it.
No.
A line of haggis, a slug of scotch. Let's go off our faces, Scots style.
Does it pass through the body naturally?
No. It just stays up your nose forever. But you don't need much. Oh, this is good stuff. It's not cut with too much suet.
It's not dangerous, is it?
Of course it's dangerous, man. It's a drug.
I'm not going to throw myself out of the window, am I?
You might throw me out the window.
Like the man in Trainspotting.
Oh, you've got it, Begbie.
That was a great Scottish film.
Wasn't it?
So many great Scottish films, local hero. You were in that.
Was I?
My Ain Folk, Gregory's Girl, Ratcatcher, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery's not actually a film.
Scots films made by Scots in Scotland with Scots people speaking Scots.
Oh, it's working, isn't it?
I've never felt more Scots. I'm not Richard Wilson.
No.
I'm Richard Mac Wilson.
Bravo!
You know what I love about you, Peter?
What?
You played Doctor Who as a Scot.
True! Who is a Scots name, isn't it? It's like, what?
James Watt! He was from Greenock. Let's go and see David.
What? Now? It's nearly midnight.
In and out each other's houses.
In and out each other's houses. Let's do it!
I'd offer you a drink, but I sense you've had one.
I have absorbed stimulants, it's true.
By mouth and news.
Oh, Jesus, you've not got them on the haggis.
Why not? It helps them feel more Scots.
Don't look so worried, David. We won't stay long. We just came to say one thing.
What's that, then?
You remember you were Doctor Who?
I remember everything. I'm not on drugs.
So, here's a question. Why didn't you make him Scots?
Why should I make him Scots?
Love of Scotland.
Oh, dear. I need a drink now.
Stay there. I'll get you one.
Yeah, there's a bottle of scotch on the table by the TV.
Right.
Okay, to answer your question, the head writer and exec producer, Russell T. Davis...
Oh, what kind of Scots name is that?
The exec producer said... Christopher Eccleston used a Manchester accent, so we don't want you using a Scots accent. We'd like something more generic this time.
And you agreed?
I agreed with my boss. Does that make me a bad person?
It does. Those little kids playing in the streets of Greenock dreaming they could be actors. What kind of example were you giving them?
What?
Sorry, where was the Scots?
A table by the TV.
Oh, I thought you said on the window ledge. I'm a bit haggised up.
You made them feel they could never grow up to be heroes. You stole their belief in the future.
I was doing my job.
It's okay. It's okay. Peter came along and did it Scots. You destroyed those kids. He built them up again.
I've never destroyed a kid.
Found it.
Thank God. I am giving a whiskey for Christ's sake. I'm the one being destroyed.
Oh, I'm so sorry, David. I can't give you this. It's Bushmills. That's Irish.
Hello.
Strong winds and a light cloud with a low of 6 degrees.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, I fell asleep. I had a heavy night last night with Peter.
And David, yeah.
Ah, you heard?
Yep. Ian McKellen's furious. He wants to see you.
Oh, dear, I shall avoid him.
Okay. Night-night, and good luck tomorrow.
What with?
Your audition.
Oh, yes. I'd forgotten. Thanks for reminding me, Mummy.
Ah! Don't ever call me that again.
The audition was for that drama series, London. I was up for the title role. It was the story of a London gang leader who grew up with the Cray brothers by the name of Eddie London. Clever, eh? I knew I was perfect for it. After all, I am a gang leader. McKellen, Tennant, Capaldi, Arabella, they're all in my gang. I've even got the right-shaped head for a ruthless criminal. Do you know what I mean?
Richard, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Deirdre, the director.
Hello, Deirdre.
And this is Dave.
Hello, mate. Pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Dave's playing Vincent, Eddie's son.
Oh, right.
Let's have a read, then. I thought we'd do the pineapple scene, page 44.
Very good.
What did I do, Dad?
You know what you did.
I don't. Honest to God.
Do you know what this is?
It's a pineapple.
That's right, and you're going to eat it.
Why?
Because you've got a big mouth, you slag. So use it. Stuff the pineapple in your mouth. Go on, open wide.
I can't. It's too big. And it's covered in spikes.
I know.
Why do you want to hurt me, Dad? It goes against nature.
You don't have to talk bollocks.
Sorry, can I stop you there? Dave, would you give me and Richard a moment?
Of course. No problem. Nice one.
You were very menacing.
Thank you.
I know it's just a read-through, but I wondered if you could do it in the right accent so I could get a sense.
What's the right accent?
Cockney, of course.
Why, of course?
You have read the script.
Where are you from, Deirdre?
Dublin. Why?
So you'll be directing in an Irish accent?
Yes.
So how come you can direct in Irish but I can't act in Scots?
Because Eddie London is a Londoner. Born in London.
Deirdre is the 21st century. Women can play men. Black women can play white men. Isn't that right?
It is, but...
Blind black women can play seeing white men. We have gender-blind casting, colour-blind casting, blind-blind casting. Why can't we have accent-blind casting?
Okay. I'll tell you a secret, Richard. I fought for you to read for this part. Everyone said you were too Scottish, but I said no.
How can you be too Scottish?
I said, Richard's an actor, and an actor's a man of a thousand voices.
No, it's one.
Eddie London's a Cockney geezer. He wouldn't say bollocks like he's got a Scottish plum in his mouth.
It would be more of a pineapple, would it?
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for coming in. We all know what that means. Thank you so much for leaving now. It was a difficult week. McKellen kept texting me. I could avoid him no longer. The truth is, I'm not really the leader of my gang. He is. We call him Big Mac, or Head of Gay. I told him to meet me at my club.
Why have you brought me here? It's my club. Your club is the Groucho, or the Garrick. It's not the Finchley Road Scottish Country Dancing Club.
When are you going to admit you're Scottish?
I'm from Burnley, Richard. As you well know, I have a bit of Scots on my father's side, but that's it.
Well, it's time you made that bit bigger. Ian Mac McKellen.
It's just got to stop.
What has to stop?
You made David Tennant cry.
I'm sorry, but I'm serious about my Scottishness. You're a gay icon and you know it, and I'm a Scots icon and I know it. What's the difference?
I'll tell you what the difference is. I don't try and turn every part I play into an advertisement for my gayness.
Oh, you heard about Eddie London. They gave it to Ray Winston.
You don't have about it. You weren't prepared to act. I don't say I won't play Gandalf the Grey unless it's Gandalf the Gay. And what makes you so Scottish anyway? You've lived in England far longer than you ever did in Scotland. Is it guilt? Is it self-hatred?
It's faith. I've become a Scottish fundamentalist.
No, you've become a Scottish mentalist. English, Irish, Scot, Welsh, American, African. You all have to live together. Why cut yourself off? We are the human family.
join us. We're all descended from apes.
Yes, but I'm descended from apes who lived in Scotland. I reacted by becoming more Scottish, not less. I only ate Scottish food, and I only fraternized with Scottish people. But then I bumped into Tony Shear in Waitrose.
Richard.
Hello, Tony.
Long time no see.
Yes. Sorry, I've been rather busy.
What have you been doing?
Meetings, auditions, you know, this sort of thing.
Anything in the pipeline?
Not as such. The pipeline's a bit empty.
Oh, dear. Bad luck. Big Mac says you've been avoiding me because I'm not Scottish.
Oh, I haven't been avoiding you, Tony. I've just been not seeing you.
The thing is, I'm having a party on my birthday, 14th of June. Will you come?
How nice. Of course. Are you having it at home?
Sort of. I'm having it in my hometown, Cape Town. I've just got a yearning to go there. Don't know why.
No. No, I understand. I had a yearning to go back to Greenock. Well, listen, that sounds wonderful.
You should book a flight now. They'll only get more expensive.
I'll do that.
Have you been to Biscuits?
No, why?
There's 3 for 2 on Highland shortbread.
Thanks.
Oh, hi.
Ray Winston! Oh, well, you can't compete with him.
I don't want to, that's the point. It's Scott's parts are nothing. Bring on Macbeth.
With respect, aren't you a wee bit old for Macbeth?
Well, Macbeth's dad, then.
You sound a bit desperate.
I've not had a job in months, Peter. And Tony Shear's invited me to Cape Town for his birthday.
That's nice.
It's expensive. I feel a very strong bond with you, Peter.
Good.
These sessions have meant a lot to me.
Ah, I'm glad.
I thought Scots rationed their pleasure. I thought they were tight and mean. I was wrong.
You were.
Could you lend me £1,000?
No.
900. 8.
Richard, I don't want to lend you money. You're my friend. I don't want to put a friend in my debt.
7. I'll fly economy.
I could give you £700.
Okay, then.
But I'm not going to.
If I fly from Norwich via Amsterdam, it's £550.
Weak ridges of high pressure will bring warmer and drier conditions across the lowlands, with temperatures as high as... Are you asleep yet?
No. I can't sleep. I'm too worried.
About what?
Unemployment.
Well, you've got principles. Scots are nothing.
That's right. Why are principles so expensive?
You know they're replacing Ray Winston, don't you? He broke his leg.
Really? How?
I don't know. Fell over in a betting shop, probably.
Well, that's impossible. Everyone knows Ray bets responsibly. So who's playing Eddie London?
They're not sure. They start shooting next month. It's a nightmare. It won't be you, will it?
No, I suppose not. Deirdre, hi. Thanks so much for meeting me. What would you like? They've got London Pride.
I won't have anything, thank you. I'm in crisis mode. You heard what happened to Ray.
I did indeed. That's very bad luck. He's a diamond, Ray.
So why do you want to meet me?
To apologise. I don't think I did Eddie justice. I reread the scripts last night and they're excellent.
You think so?
Oh, yes. The old man who's out of his time. So moving.
I think they're crap. They're a load of sub-Guy Ritchie geezer clichés.
You're right. I was wrong. They're crap. But there's nothing more inspiring for an actor than a crap script. Anyone can make Macbeth sound good.
Well, sorry you can't be in it, but there we are. Listen, I don't want to be rude, but I've got to meet my exec producer. He's going mad.
Yes, you're right. Eddie London has to be London. I know that now.
What are you saying, then? Rabbit.
Thank you so much for doing this.
What did she say, exactly?
The job's mine if I pay for a dialogue coach. So I thought of you.
Well, you're not being me, obviously.
No, I'm not. But that's not because I'm Scottish.
No?
No. My meanness is not related to my country of origin. Mm. It transcends nationality. What is nationality, anyway?
Well,
we're all just one family descended from apes.
Yeah, OK, don't overdo it. I saw Big Mac last night. I know what's been said.
Just make me sound like you in Doctor Who, only more so.
eliminate all traces of Scott.
Cockney, not Jockney.
That's it.
Okay. Right, let's read a scene together.
Yes, let's do the one on page 44. You read Vincent. He's Eddie's son.
Right. What did I do, Dad?
You know what you did.
I don't, honest to God.
Do you know what this is?
It's a pineapple.
That's right. And you're going to eat it.
Why?
Because you've got a big mouth, you slag. So use it. Stuff the pineapple in your mouth. Go on. Open wide.
I can't. It's too big. And it's covered in spikes.
I know.
Why do you want to hurt me, Dad? It goes against nature.
You don't half talk bollocks.
Sorry, can I stop you?
That's where she stopped me. It's the bollocks, isn't it?
Watch the shape of my mouth. Bollocks. Now you.
I can't do this, David. I'm just an old man with a small talent.
You're not just an old man with a small talent.
I'm a sad old Scots leopard who can't change his spots.
Will you stop saying old? You are younger than Nicholas Parsons.
Oh, that's so kind. You thought of the one person who's older than me.
Well, come on, let's do just a minute. Richard Wilson, your subject is bollocks.
I don't understand. You want me to talk about bollocks for 60 seconds?
No, I want you to say it without hesitation or deviation, but with plenty of repetition.
OK, then.
Think about the mouth shape. Hold that shape. OK? You have 60 seconds, starting now.
Bollocks. 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 They gave it to Danny Dyer. Of course they did. He's too young. But who can compete with Danny's bollocks? Not me.
Welcome on board this British Airways flight to Cape Town. I'm Chris Lawrence, your captain.
Oh, yes. I did go to the party. Tony Shear paid my airfare on condition I gave up Scott's mentalism. The day after I got home, a script landed on the doormat. Midsummer Murders, episode 912. An elderly Glaswegian bank manager moves to Midsummer to get murdered, of course. Oh, yes, there was a god. And he was Scottish.
In Believe It by John Cantor, Richard Wilson was joined by Peter Capaldi, Ian McKellen, Tony Shear, David Tennant and Arabella Weir, all playing themselves. The Drunk and Eddie's son Vince was played by David John and Deirdre Lottie Rice. Believe It was produced and directed by Clive Brill and is a Brill production for BBC Radio 4.